The door to the house was left open for you. It doesn't matter that it's an old abandoned house. You feel me in your head. You can't quite make out my words yet, or even that there are words. You try to explain away what you do here, but you feel the compulsion to enter the house everyone warned you about. But the sun is still up for a little bit. You'll just have a quick look inside and be out before it gets too dark. Such a big house. A mansion, really. You could spend hours and hours exploring it. But something tells you to go upstairs, up the curving staircase. The wood is old, but it will hold you. Some creaky stairs are the least of your worries here. You saw the stains on the floor as you came in. You sense the anger present here like a wall trying to keep you out. But press through that and keep going up the staircase. Now you've made it to the landing. You want to turn and leave. You know there's something not right with this place. It's not just the stories. You feel something inside telling you this place doesn't belong in your world. That you don't belong in this place. But I have called you here so many doors and other stairs or hallways to go down, but none of them call to you. Not like the section of wall in front of you, the one with the fading light of the sunset somehow showing through under it. Where that light ends on either side, you can see the seams in the wallpaper, outlining the hidden door. The light fixture on the wall next to it. Can it be that simple to open it? But you pull down on it, and the door opens slowly inward. So silently. Where did all the sound go? Now all you can hear is the beating of your heart. You follow the light inside, but you realize it's not sunlight. It's darker than it should be. How long have you been in here? This room is lit by candles everywhere. Flickering candles in a place abandoned since long before your parents were born. How can that be? You know something is even more wrong about this place. And now is when you realize you're not alone. You feel a presence. My presence, not just in your mind, whispering deep down in the well of your subconscious, but somewhere so near, and so far. That's when you see her, the doll sitting in the chair. Isn't she pretty? Long, beautiful hair. Flawless skin of the finest porcelain, and a dress of a style as old as this house. She's so beautiful, isn't she? How long has she been waiting for you here? same vacant expression painted on her precious little face. How long have those empty eyes stared out upon this room? But, empty as her eyes are, she still holds something inside of her. Something very important to me. My soul. That was my doll. Since a time when I was the same size she is. She looks just like I did. That's even real hair you see on her. Not mine. My sister's. She had such long hair, she could still give up a portion of it for her little sister's doll, and still have so much left. Her soul is still here, too, inhabiting this doll even before mine did. My sister died before I did, not long after this doll was made for me. She and a servant boy fell in love, and she became pregnant with his child. When my parents found out, they were furious. She never said who the father was, so my parents fired all the servants, male and female, to keep them away from her, and me. My sister died in childbirth. Childbirth was a much more dangerous thing then, and my sister was younger than some. My parents did not even call for a doctor or midwife. All my parents cared about was hiding the shame they so wrongly felt. They burned my sister's body in the furnace in the basement. She didn't even get a funeral. In denying her death, they denied her from moving on. Her soul inhabited the doll, drawn there by the last remaining part of her. Her beautiful hair. The child was left on the doorstep of the church. Even my parents were not monsters enough to kill a baby. But they were evil enough to murder those who questioned where my sister was, as well as those who arrived to this house, knocked on the door, and were greeted by my parents. And so, they kept me locked up in this room, supposedly to keep me safe from this world. I was never allowed to leave the room, even as all the years passed and I grew older than my sister had been when she died. When other girls my age were married and already had families, or some even had jobs or were in college, I was still trapped in here, with only my sister's soul for company. And the sight of my parents' hands through that little male chute in the door. Then one day, some men broke into the house. They'd heard rumors of the wealth my parents had hidden here and wanted it for themselves. They killed my parents. And for that, I don't know if I could say I was terrified or overjoyed that those monsters were finally out of my life. But they found neither me nor the fabled treasure. And now I was truly trapped here. Even after the police came and the people took away my parents' bodies. And no one would come because my parents' souls haunt this house, scaring away any that may have rescued me. You felt their presence as you entered, but you made it past them nonetheless. I had food and drink hoarded away here, but even though I rationed it, I only had a few weeks left at best. But my sister would not let me die wasting time. My soul into the doll with her, and banished my body into the spirit realm. She's really quite knowledgeable about the occult. So now, we are both in the doll here, waiting for someone to come. Someone like you. Someone whose energy we can tap into, so that we can have more power. Power enough to make this doll's head turn to look at you. Don't be scared. She's just a cute little dolly. A dolly can't hurt you. Even if she gets out of her chair like a child walking around. Porcelain shouldn't move like that. But the world works differently here. We're not even coming towards you. We're walking to the mirror. Such a beautiful mirror. I was a vain girl when I was alive, and I spent so much time in front of this mirror. My sister was able to use this same mirror as a portal to the spirit realm when she separated it from my soul. That's why, as this doll gets closer to the mirror, you see a girl, a young woman really, in the mirror instead. I look like the doll, don't I? It was made to have my likeness, and I have hair just like my sister's. Even my dress is the same style and pattern. My skin is almost as smooth as the porcelain. I never saw the sun since my sister died, and being dead did not help matters much. But am I not as beautiful as the doll? And my face is not just painted on. Now, if the doll and I touch the mirror, each of us from our side, then the barrier is weakened. My soul is temporarily reunited with my body. Even though I can't come through. It was a one-way trip for this body. But you could. You must. You are the only one who can free me. Only blood can break the curse imposed upon me by my own blood. My parents' ghosts would only let their own kin through. For even though you do not know it, you are a descendant from my sister's baby. My great, great grand nephew. Come over to the mirror, while the doll and I step back from it, giving you room on both sides of the barrier. You can't really stop yourself. And I promise that I won't hurt you. I can't speak for my sister, but how much damage can a doll do? Just keep going through the mirror. It's no more than a curtain to you now. A very thin membrane for you to push through. Now you're here in the spirit realm. With me. Instead of being in your head, You can hear my voice for real. Well, as real as anything is here in the realm of the dead. But it's okay. You can leave in a little bit. You won't stay long enough for it to hold you too tightly. But while you are here, you can end my curse. My parents sought to keep me safe, to protect me from men, and from growing older, from dying. I guess they succeeded in all but the last, but this existence is worse than death for both my sister and I. You need to end it by taking from me what my parents worked so hard to protect. My innocence. You must make love to me, in this mirror room in the spirit realm, and possibly while my sister watches from her doll body, her little porcelain face pressed up against the mirror. Both of us have been quite lonely here, even with each other's company. She misses her own lover, dead and gone so far in the past. So both you and her can watch as I take off this dress. It will be a relief to remove it for the first time in over a century. Trapped in my room, I never needed to wear anything under it. Even though my parents objected, it was the one act of rebellion I had against them for so long. Now you see me naked. You can see that my skin is still like porcelain, but it is soft, unlike the skin my sister and I wear in the doll's body. Unlike that body, though, I am anatomically correct. Where her chest is featureless, I have actual breasts and nipples. Where between her legs is a smooth expanse, I have the pretty parts you would expect from a girl. Parts never touched by a man, or even me, in several lifetimes. But you can change that. You can see what my parents never could. That I am no longer a little girl. I am a woman. Technically almost an adult. And I want to do adult things with you. Take off your strange modern clothing and join me in my bed. My skin is so pale I almost blend into the sheet. But I don't think you'll have any trouble finding me. All the important parts are pink. You can't resist. You can't stop yourself. Maybe it's that my sister and me are too far in your head already. Or maybe you are just too tempted by my body. Even if it's over 100 years old and belongs to a dead girl. But as you move over my body, with skin as silky as these sheets, it's still warm enough, maybe a little cooler than human flesh, but much warmer than the body I used to wear, and that my sister still does. And far softer, as you can tell. But not you. You're so hard, despite your fear. I'm so eager for you to bury that hardness inside of me. But if this is to be my only time with a man before I then let us do it right, with kisses. kisses and caresses. Yes, kissing is every bit as wonderful as my sister said it was. Your lips upon mine, and then on my neck, your hands squeeze my breasts so gently as you kiss above them. Oh, and you keep going lower. Oh, your lips move onto my bosom, to my nipples, and your hands glide down my body, over my stomach, and then down between my watching us.
Back in the
earlobes. This is better than what my sister described. Maybe it's better than what she had. See how she stares at us so hungrily? Well, her gaze is blank, but I can feel her hunger. Her lust. We are so connected, her and I. I know her feelings and she knows mine. She feels an echo of the pleasure you are giving me. Maybe she even feels the tease of your penis between her porcelain legs. But I have the real thing. After so long, I am making love to a man. I've already broken the curse. My parents have moved on. Their hold over me is broken. Now I do this for me. I will not stop when this is my only chance unless they have sex in the next world. But I'm not willing to take that chance. Or to wait until I move on. I want it all now. Sex and an orgasm. The feel of a man moving rhythmically over me. His body sliding over mine and into me. Before coming inside of me. I'm so close now. This is the most alive I've felt in my entire life. Even when I was alive, this was worth waiting for. I can see why my sister enjoyed sex and love, and why she loved orgasms the most. Because I think those are going to be my favorite part. But let's find out. Please finish this, my lover. Come in me and make me come as well. You freed me. My parents have left your world behind, and I sense that the door of this room on the other side of the mirror will take me into the next life. But you must return through the mirror and exit the door on your side. I will walk you back to the mirror. I can do that much. Here, you must step through. Now, you must give my sister rest as well. Now don't worry. You don't need to have sex with her. You couldn't really. But if you bury her and give this body of hers a proper resting place, she can move on as well. Also, the rumors about this house were true. Not just the ghosts, obviously, but also the treasure. Behind the mantle downstairs, you will find the treasure my parents died to protect. Just push through the reddest stone. There you will find gold and silver and diamonds. I hope they still have value in your time. Goodbye. Kiss me once more. Please. One last human touch before we both leave. Wait. Let go of me. Don't try to take me through the mirror with you. I cannot return. Oh, now you've done it. Yes, I'm here on the other side with you. But this body was born over 100 years ago. My sister warned me that time would catch up if I tried to return, and now I have. Watch as I age in a matter of seconds, and turn to dust and decay before your very eyes. Okay, any second now. Well, so much for that theory. Sister, I am beginning to think you are bluffing your way through this occult stuff. Oh, don't shrug those little doll shoulders at me. You might have told me there was a chance I could survive back in this world. Well, it looks like you're stuck with me. So, what do you say we get some of the treasure? And the three of us go give my sister a proper funeral. Then you can show me what this modern world looks like. Never mind. I guess my sister is okay with staying in this world for a bit too, if she can explore it with me. Our link is even strong enough still where she might be able to inhabit this body with me for a bit occasionally. I shared that doll body with my sister for so long, I don't mind sharing my real one with her. Or my lover. Because my sister's very interested in getting to know you better, too.